It was a case of deja vu this weekend, with University of Galway-Mary getting a very impressive win in Cork, while both the University of Galway-Mystics and Cumann Kishfill and Macquillan lost out in the Kingfisher yesterday. Starting with the University of Galway-Mary game in the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League, they had a very important win over Emporium Cork Basketball in Ballincollig by 10 points, which sees them take the top of the Southern Conference in their own right. The game started well for the Galway side as they managed to go 13-4 up after 4 minutes. Ballincollig responded with a 14-2 run, and it was the Cork side that led by 3 at the end of the quarter. Jared Haynes got University of Galway-Mary's first 5 points of the second quarter, while Zvonimir Kutik and John Burke chipped in with scores in a nip-and-tuck quarter, and by half-time the sides were back level and it was all to play for in the second half. The tense affair continued in the third quarter, and with 4 minutes to go in that quarter the sides were level again at 60-all. But Jarrett Haynes and Rodrigo Gomez helped the Galway side to a 14-6 run that saw them lead by 8 going into the last quarter. Joe Jr. Envozolo and Jarrett Haynes moved University of Galway-Mary further into the lead, and when Rodrigo Gomez scored with 1 minute left, there was 16 points in the difference. Despite Ballincollig scoring the last 6 points, it was a fine win for University of Galway-Mary. Final score was Cork Emporium Basketball 90, University of Galway-Mary 100. Also in the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League, Cumann Kishfill and Macquillan were in action as they lost out to Garvey's Tralee Warriors in the Kingfisher yesterday. There was the welcome return of Grant Olson from injury last week, and yesterday he was Macquillan's top scorer with 21 points. But it wasn't enough as Tralee Warriors went 20-10 in front after just 8 minutes. Macquillan did reduce the deficit to 6 by the end of the quarter, with Matteo Dargham and Grant Olson scoring. Unfortunately, despite some good defensive work by Macquillan to limit Tralee scoring to just 20 in the second quarter, they couldn't take advantage as they only scored 10 points and trailed by 16 going in at the break. Macquillan put in a very impressive third quarter showing, which will give them hope that they can be competitive despite their injury woes. Joseph Tumman, Kyle Cunningham and Derek Kenna all chipped in as they scored 22 points in the quarter, but Tralee Warriors maintained their offensive performance and led by 18 going into the last quarter. That last quarter turned into a bit of a formality for the visitors to maintain their lead and to go on to win the game. Final score was Cumann Kishfill and Macquillan 64, Garvey's Tralee Warriors 85. Finally, in the Misquote.ie Women's Super League, it was another tough day in the Kingfisher for University of Galway Mystics as they lost out to DCU Mercy. DCU Mercy got off to a dream start and led 17-8 at the end of the first quarter. Despite improvement from Mystics in the second quarter with Sarah Mesler and Cara McLean scoring well, DCU Mercy still extended the lead to 10 points by half-time. Mystics came out fighting in the third quarter, and when Alison Blaney scored midway through that quarter, there was just 5 between the teams. However, DCU Mercy went on an 18-5 run after that to stretch the lead, and they saw the game out comfortably in the last quarter. Final score was University of Galway Mystics 49, DCU Mercy 79.